Tomorrow, Perek Zayin, Mishnah 7:5. In the previous mission, we talked about things that need to be buried, primarily because they're all Asr Bahana. Here we're going to talk about things that need to be burned, and there are four. It says the Mishnah, Ve'elu hen hanisrafen, the following four things need to be burned. I should speak out, there are other things besides these four, but this Mishnah discusses just four of them. The first is Chametz bePesach Yisaref. Chametz that arrived in Pesach must be burned. This is going according to the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that Chametz Pesach is learned out from Nosar, or it's linked to Nosar anyways, leftover korbanos, and the only way to dispose of it is by burning specifically. The Chachamim back in Maseches Pesachim disagree, and they say any kind of disposal is fine, meaning not just burning. You could also, for argument's sake, grind it up and throw it to the winds or throw it into the sea and so on. The Halacha, by the way, Shulchan Aruch says, really, Me'ikar Adin, you could just grind it up and throw it to the sea, or you know, flush it in the toilet and that kind of thing, although the Ramah says the minig is indeed to burn it, because the Arshit is a whole, like this Mishnah, the Rebbe Yehuda, that you must specifically burn it. Second of all, you have Utruma Tameya, Truma that becomes Tame. So here, this is Truma talking about the gift to the Kohen, whether it's the first gift that's given off the top of one's produce, or talking about Trumas Meiser from the Levium, or Chala. All these things must be kept Tahor, but if they become Tame, they must be burnt. Important to clarify, this isn't an issue of an Isser Hana'a. You're not allowed to get benefit from Tame Truma. However, it must be burned, which means, as the Mishnah will say explicitly in a few lines, that while the Kohen must burn it, let's say it's oil, he could burn it and then use the burning oil to light up his house. Or if it's bread, we'll see in a moment, he could burn the bread and use the burning bread to heat up his house. That would be permitted, but it must be burned. The other two are Vaha Orla, the Kilai HaKerem. Orla is fruits in the first 3 years of a tree's life, we'll call it. Those fruits must be burned. The Pasuk in Vayikra Yotes, Pasuk Chav Gimel, says, Shalosh Shanim Yelachem Orelim Lo Yeachel. For the first 3 years, these trees will be forbidden to you. Lo Yeachel. They may not be eaten, this produce. Whenever the Pasuk says Lo Yeachel, Chazal understand it to mean not just that it's usher to eat, but usher to get any benefit whatsoever. Of course, no mention here of burning. The other Pasuk, but the missionary is leaning on, is the Pasuk regarding Kilai HaKerem. Kilai HaKerem are grains or greens, meaning grains being like, you know, things like wheat, barley, oats, belt, rye, that are planted in a vineyard or with vines or next to a grapevine, or greens, things, you know, like a cabbage. So those things may not be planted together next to grapevines or in a vineyard. Okay, the details are beyond this for now. The Pasuk says, Lo sizra karmacha kilayim, you may not plant mixed species kilayim in your vineyard. Pen tikdash, lest it become forbidden. We'll translate that as for a second. Hamaleya hazera, asher tizra utvuasa karm, lest the seeds you plant in it, the fullness of the seeds, literally, and the product of the vineyard, meaning the grapes, all become forbidden. Pen tikdash. Now, Chazal understand tikdash is a very strange choice of words. They darsh from that, pen tukad esh, lest it needs to be burned in a fire. So that is a drasha saying that kilai hakerem, not just asr bahana'a, meaning the grains, greens, and grapes that are growing together, but they have to be burned. And then there's a separate drasha which connects kilai hakerem to orla, saying the orla peros, the fruits in the first 3 years unless you burn, just like kilai hakerem. That's what the Mishnah is talking about over here. But then the Mishnah qualifies it and it says, Eshadarko lisaref yisaref, ve'eshadarko lekaver yikaver. That which is normal to burn it, you must burn, and that which is normal to bury, you must bury. This sentence here is referring specifically to the Orla and the Kilai HaKerem, meaning it's not applying to the Chametz on Pesach and the Truma that became Tameh, but the Kilai HaKerem and Orla, it says must be burned, but that's the only things that are normal to burn, meaning solids. But if it's a liquid, let's say, you know, wine, not to be burning wine. So the liquids that can't be burned, those need to be buried. Finally, says the Mishnah, Umadlikin befas uvashemen shel truma. Referring back now to the truma, to the Kohen that became tame, one may burn it, and we say both, unlike we differentiate between the liquids and solids when it comes to Kilai HaKerem and Orla, we do not differentiate between liquids and solids when it comes to truma, they became tame. In all cases, it must be burned. So we say umandikin bapas, you have to burn any bread that was truma that became truma bread that was tame. And uveshemen, truma oil that became tame. All those things must be burned. But again, you, yes, may get benefit from the truma that's tame getting burned. You just must burn it.